We're learning the laws of Zimun. We learned that if three people sat down together and they started the meal together, or if they ended the meal together, that they sat as one group, so they hayav in Zimun. We said that the Zimun is such a great mitzvah that even if you sat down with two people, it's a mitzvah to try to enlist a third person in order that you can make a Zimun. Even the Mishnah Berurah said if you have seven people, it's a mitzvah to try to find three more so you can get a Zimun b'shem Hashem. Six people, you don't have to try to find four. In any event, today we discuss a common case where three people sat down to eat, and one of the three has to leave because he has to go to work, it's a hefsed, he has to make money. So the question is the one allowed to walk away from the Zimun once already there was a kibi'ut? Now if he goes away from the Zimun, not only does he not make Zimun, but he causes the other two not to make the Zimun as well. So the Ben Ish Chai is very strict on this in Parashat Korach. The Ben Ish Chai says, once you have a chayuv of a Zimun, even if there's a loss that you're going to incur, doesn't matter, you have to wait until the other guy's finished in order to make the Zimun. Achem David in Alakha Berurah is a little more lenient. He says that no, you're not obligated to lose money for the Zimun. Therefore, if you want to make the Zimun right away, you can, not the Zimun, if you want to make Berkat HaMazon right away, you can, even though that's going to break the Zimun. And then he just puts in parentheses and he says, and if it was so important to the other two guys, they would stop eating for a minute and answer the Zimun. We're talking about a case where they don't want to stop eating, they don't want to answer Zimun. They're going to continue eating. So he says, if it meant important to them, they could stop. Because normally one cannot stop two. But if the two acquiesce and they say, okay, we'll stop eating for a minute to answer the Zimun, then the matumani, from the fact that they don't care to stop, so Zimun is not important to them. So therefore, you can't say, oh, you're breaking our Zimun. We didn't break a Zimun. You can make the Zimun if you want. Then he brings down the third opinion that says, in a pinch, if a person sat down knowing that he has to leave, if he has a kavanah from the beginning, that he has no kavanah to be koveya with this group because he knows he's going to have to pack out early, so then already it alleviates the problem. The halakha is brought down in Halakhot Yosef English on page 318. Mi she'achal b'chavura she'retchayev b'zimun eno rashay lehagdim lebarech la'atzmo afilu im yesh lo esek rav v'im asaken isura ka'avid. Now that's the Ben Ish Chai's opinion. If you can convince the other two guys to answer Zimun, mutav. If you cannot convince them to stop eating to answer Zimun, so we don't want to answer Zimun now, we're eating. Ben Ish Chai says, well, you're stuck.
ויש מקילים אם עדיין לא גמרו המסויים סעודתם והוא ממהל ללכת לדרכו.
If they're still eating and he wants to go,
לצורך דבר נחוץ ביותר לכפסד במום, ולדעת כמה פוסקים אם מכוון בדעתו מתחילה שאינו קובע בסעודתו אימהם לברך וזמם ביד, יש להקל בכל עניין.
So really that would be the ultimate solution. If a person knows that he's sitting down, he has to get up early and run, so he should have a negative kavanah that he doesn't want to sit down with the group, meaning as a kibiut, and therefore there's no chayuv zimun on him from the beginning, therefore there's no problem for him to get up and walk away.